mortal sin. I will shout, I will sing when the redeemed gathering in. I am thinking of a rapture in our blessed home on high when the redeemed are gathering in. I will raise the heavenly anthem in that city in the sky when the redeemed of the Lord when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed gathering in, wash like snow, free from all sin. I will shout and I will sing when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven is my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know. I fixed it up with Jesus many years ago. I know he'll see me through, though I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven is not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just over in the glory land, we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. The songs of sweetest praise drip back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven is not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven is not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home.
God bless you. Good to have you out on a Wednesday night. I know it's tis the season. Everybody's busy. A lot going on, but it's good to see you gathered here tonight. Just coming expecting to hear from our Lord. Amen. And we've got Brother Diggs is going to be speaking this evening, so we want to be praying and pulling for him. Let's sing that little chorus. We sing it here a lot. Every praise is to our God.
Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship, one accord. Every praise is to our God. Hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah, is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah, is to our God. Every praise is to our God. God, my Savior.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to go to prayer at this time. Let's sing that song as we just prepare our hearts for prayer. Jehovah Jireh, you see.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, you are my
That's Brother Sam. Brother Sam, if you would, brother, just come open service in prayer. We have a number of prayer requests this evening that we just want to take before our Lord. Brother Johnny, Sister Doris Reynolds have a note here. Pray for our niece, Vanessa. She's in the hospital for cancer surgery. We want to remember her tonight. Also want to remember Brother Benny Riviera in Ohio had a massive heart attack. So we just want to remember this brother and some friends in the Brit that just got this. So we want to be lifting them up in prayer. Sister Katie Quinn is traveling. Also for Sister Grace Johnson, we want to remember her in prayer. She's away. Brother Keith, he's in dire need of our prayer. He's going to be going for more testing. He's having trouble with buildup of pneumonia in his system, so we want to be praying for him. The Lord would just continue to touch his body. The Desettes, they're in Florida. Sister Elizabeth Murphy in Michigan is needing our prayer. Sister Parks is also needing our prayer. Brother Aaron, he's in Gastonia this evening, preaching to the saints there tonight. And I want to continue to remember Sister Carrie Whitlock in our prayers. And Brother Barry, I guess he hurt himself. His ribs are a little sore today, so that's why he's not here. So we want to just pray for Brother Barry. Sometimes it feels like he's still a teenager, but he's not. So let's just lift him up in prayer. Lord, just touch him. You come.
Let us pray. Dearly Father, Lord, it's an honor, Lord, and a privilege, Lord, just to be in your house tonight, Father. Lord, we invite you, Lord, tonight, Lord, to come be with us, Lord. Lord, there's more than two or three gathered tonight, Lord, and you said you would be with us, Lord. And Lord, I do ask you, Lord, that you would just be with the minister, Lord, as he brings the word, Lord. Lord, that we could just get something from it, Lord. And Lord, these prayer requests, Father. Lord, a lot of these requests, Lord, are mentioned. Lord, Sunday and Wednesday, every time that we pray, Lord, I think of Brother Keith, Sister Carrie, Lord, Sister Tina. And Lord, your word says, Lord, that by your stripes they are healed, Lord. And Lord, we are leaning and depending on that, Father. Lord, there's time in our life, Lord, there's nothing that we can do. Lord, there's nothing we can do to fix situations, Lord, sickness. Lord, all we can do, Lord, is just trust in you. And Lord, that's what we're doing, Lord, because that's what your word says, Lord. And you're not a liar. Lord, I'm asking you, Lord, that you would just heal these people. Lord, touch them, Lord. Lord, Brother Benny, Lord, in Ohio, Lord. Lord, I ask you, Lord, you would just be with him, Lord. Lord, with the heart attack, Lord, just be with the family. Lord, tonight, Lord, once again, Lord, come, be with us, Lord, speak to us. And Lord, I love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Turn and shake hands with one another as you're seated. Let's greet each one. Once again, God bless you. It's good to have you here with us. And those joining us online as well this evening, God bless you as well. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus, Lord, I lift your name.
Lord, I lift your name, your holy name. The rain.
lift your name. Oh Lord, I lift your name, your holy name, Jehovah God, oh Elohim, you're the great I am, the risen Lamb, my God.
We cannot give you much, Lord. Yes, you've given us everything. May you please take this tithing and offering, Lord, and multiply it to your purpose, Lord. And give each one of us a glad heart. We love you and thank you and ask your holy blessings in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen. As we get ready to turn the service to Brother Diggs, as he would come, let's sing that song. He's in the house. Start with the chorus.
He's in the house. Yes, death has to flee. Now there is life where darkness used to be. Now there is hope. Oh, there's no more. Laughed at Jesus when he said she's only sleeping. As he took her by the hand, she began to live again. Some began to praise the Lord, some began to say, he's in the house. Yes, death has to more doubt. like that little girl, dead in all my sins. Till Jesus touched this heart of mine and gave me life again. I'm just a house of clay. Ever since that blessed day, there's a light that shines on me for all the world to see. Oh, he's in the house. Yes, death has to flee. Now there is life where darkness used to be. Now there is hope. Oh, there's no more doubt. Just pray.
Say that all the time, but we believe that God is present among us, and he hears our prayers. He knows our needs, and God is very concerned about us. It's just so we lift our hands. Lord, we lift our hands tonight in faith, Lord, knowing that even in this very moment right here, Lord, you can touch that need, Lord, that we bring before you, Lord. You said we have a right to send forth a petition unto heaven, Lord. So, Lord, whether it be spoken, Lord, or unspoken, Lord, we give it unto you, Lord. Lord, and the prophet would say that one of the greatest things we would have as believers is a committal unto you, Lord. Lord, that whatever stands before us right now, Lord, whatever that need, that desire is, Lord, we commit it into the hands of the Lord. Father, and praying, Lord, that whatever we desire would be what you desire for us, Lord. Lord, that we won't crave or hunger after anything that's not of your perfect will. And Lord God, we just pray you bless the service, Lord. Lord, just go and touch our pastor, Lord, in the areas that he's hurting, Lord. And for we know you to be a healer, Lord. And Lord God, many other different requests have gone before you, Lord. We've already prayed, Lord, and now we look for manifestation, Lord Jesus. That Jehovah Rapha is among us, Lord. And we pray to bless this service, Lord, the rest of this service, Lord, the preaching of the word. And Lord, let us all yield, Lord, whether it be preacher or hearer, let us yield to the Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. The church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. If you have your Bibles, let's turn to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. Genesis 1, and let's start at verse 26. Then we're going to go to Romans chapter 8. Genesis 1 and 26. If you have it, say amen. The Bible says, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Amen. Let's go to Romans chapter 8. Romans 8, and let's just start at verse 11. Let's back up to 10. Romans 8, let's start at verse 10. The Bible says, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. You can have your seats. Amen. You know, this time of year is considered to be a happy time of year. The holidays and everybody out doing their thing and families are getting together. You know, and we can appreciate that kind of atmosphere, amen? When there's so much going on in the earth, you know, it's good to have a little bit of harmony here and there. But tonight, by the grace of God, I want to use for a subject the inside man. The inside man. You know, we just personally, we spend so much time, you know, trying to get everything right on this earth and, you know, family, jobs and all that. I think sometimes we forget who we really are. You know, maintaining this flesh and making sure the flesh is good. Let's understand something. Everything about the flesh is for this earth. The prophet of God said, God, he created this flesh to deal with this earth. But before he did any of that, he created what? A spirit man. So when we look in Genesis, chapter 1, the Bible says that this man that God created was in his image, in his likeness. Hallelujah. It was in the very person of God. That's how you and I in our spirit is supposed to look. Amen. We're supposed to look just like God. Amen. Hallelujah. Is that what your Bible says? Hallelujah. Now, that has nothing to do with being tired. That has nothing to do with what family you come out of. That has to do with the revelation of you understanding who God created you to be. Now, God, we got different jobs. We got mechanics in here. We got nurses. We got linemen. We got all kind of sorts of jobs that we do for this earth. Hallelujah. That sometimes takes away from who we are spiritually. Because we worry so much about this natural man, we forget, church, that we are gods. Hallelujah. Now, I only know one way to preach it. Amen. Hallelujah. God created me, you, and I in his image. So what kind of image is God? Hallelujah. What kind of image of God? The Bible says, hallelujah, that they worship, they know not what they worship. And if you worship God, God is a spirit. Hallelujah. So the most important thing about you and I tonight, hallelujah, is not our minds. It's not our body. Hallelujah. It's who you are in your spirit. Hallelujah. Because your spirit is that thing that connects with your soul. And if you don't know who you are spiritually, hallelujah, it'll never bring out the manifestation of who you are in your soul. You know, and a lot of times we let the wrong thing get in our spirit. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? Amen. You say, not me, brother. I'm born again. Yeah. I believe you. But let's look in your spirit a little bit. Hallelujah. You know, some of us, we had to cross over 485 to get here. Hallelujah. See, they laughing already. Hallelujah. Because that's a very challenging place to be when you're trying to come to church. Because there's bumper to bumper traffic and people driving crazy and some people cut you off. Hallelujah. Let's check your spirit out right now. Hallelujah. What do you do when somebody cuts you off? I guarantee you most of us can't wait to catch up with them. You might not even say nothing, but just to give them that look. What happened? There's something about what they did affecting you where? In your spirit. It's not in your body unless it turns into road rage. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But just a little satisfaction of letting that person know, I'm going to look at you because I know what you did wrong. That's what's in your spirit. But what if you let that thing marinate? Somebody else cut you off. Somebody else cut you off. Somebody cut you off. Cut you off. Cut you off. By the time you get to church, what kind of spirit are you in? And sometimes it's hard to get something from God when you're concentrating so much on the things in this earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But man was created to what? Have the spirit of God. Amen. Let's go back and read it. Genesis chapter 1. Hallelujah. Just so you see that this is not Brother Deeks. We, you know, one thing the prophet said about God had a threefold purpose. And one of the main things in that threefold purpose is God wanted what? Preeminence. He wanted preeminence. God wanted to dominate us. Hallelujah. God wanted to have full control of us. Amen. Where? God wants us to have the right spirit. Listen. The Bible says, and God said, let us make man in our image. Think about that, church. Hallelujah. God created you and I to be in his very image. And sometimes, hallelujah, we don't get what we expect from God is because the image of God we have where? In our minds. And sometimes we let our minds dictate who God really is when the Bible says God is a spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right now, let me say this. Hallelujah. Woo. There are only two spirits on the earth, God and the enemy. Amen. And let me say this. These four walls can't stop either one of those spirits. That spirit can penetrate these four walls. Hallelujah. Whether it's God's spirit or the devil's spirit. It can penetrate your house. It can penetrate your body if you will allow that spirit in. Hallelujah. But the inside man, God made us what? He said, in his image, after his likeness. So certain things about us should reflect, hallelujah, the spirit of God inside. Whew. Are you with me, church? But too often, hallelujah, we conduct ourselves after the fall. Who was Adam before the fall? Better yet, who was Eve before the fall? They were children of God that had communion with God. They had fellowship with God. They could hear God's voice and it wasn't confusing. Hallelujah. They could see God, hallelujah, and worship him and him alone. Hallelujah. They were in relationship with God. There was nothing there, hallelujah, that could fool them based upon God's presence. That's who they were in the beginning. That's who they were in their spirit. Now, let me say this. That's the whole purpose of Jesus Christ dying. To bring us back to that place. Where we're, hallelujah, where our body doesn't get the preeminence. Where our body doesn't tell us, our ears doesn't tell us, oh, I wonder, am I hearing God? Adam and Eve were never confused. I'm talking about Genesis 1:26 now. I'm talking about how man was created, how you were created. Hallelujah. Listen, our bodies are not going to have preeminence on the other side. Listen, let's keep reading. He says, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. Hallelujah. See, one of the first things in our spirit, we're supposed to have what? Dominion. You know, we had a prayer list and different things that we put forth. But think about it, church. When we really realize who we are, we have dominion over everything on the earth. Amen. Where? In our spirits. Hallelujah. Oh, my. He said dominion over the fish, over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over everything that creepeth upon the face upon the earth. Hallelujah. See, so your spirit man is supposed to control. Hallelujah. It's not things that the earth is not supposed to control you. You're supposed to control the earth. That's how God created man. That's how he created me and you. Hallelujah. Do you believe that, church? And right now, hallelujah, in our personal journeys, because we're in flesh, we allow things on this earth to have dominion over us when that wasn't so in the beginning. See how important it is to have the right spirit? Hallelujah. Oh, my. Let's keep reading. He says, so God created man in his own image. Oh, my. Whoa. Think about that, church. I was created in God's own image. If the Holy Spirit is inside of me, it ain't a different spirit from God's. It's the same Holy Ghost. It's the same Spirit that created the worlds. So when you really realize the power and the nature of God, hallelujah, certain things you won't fall subject to. Certain things you'll tell the devil, no, not tonight. Not tonight. You're trying to get in my spirit, not tonight. Hallelujah. You ever went in a store, and I didn't tell this testimony before, you go in a store, especially Walmart, and they're playing some old music. It ain't elevator music no more. It's stuff you would deliver from Guns N' Roses. Motley Crue and Achy Breaky Heart, Garth Brooks. And if I keep going, I get you now. Don't try to act all spiritual on me. Hallelujah. You think about it now, hallelujah. When you go in, you know, it blows me away sometimes. I can go into the gym to work out. They're not playing music that's relevant right now. They'll be playing some old stuff, hallelujah, not that I was delivered from. Why? Hallelujah, the enemy's trying to do what? Get in my spirit. Amen. And then you leave out that place, and next thing you know, you... something got in your spirit. Hallelujah. That's how easy it is, just hearing something repetitively. Hallelujah. Hearing a song repetitive will get in your spirit. What about hearing the word of God? Amen. What about if we hear the word of God over and over, over and over, over and over, and it gets in your spirit? What will happen? It'll make you want to operate as a God. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. I ain't going to be long. Y'all know I'm about to close. Hallelujah. Think about it, church. It seems so easy. You know, those are the reasons why people don't want to go to a restaurant with a bar, because they remember what they were delivered from. And they'll say, well, I don't want nothing to get in my spirit. But we purposely come to church to hear from God. Why won't you let all of him get in your spirit tonight? Amen. Let him take over the inside man. What happens if God would really find a surrendered vessel that would let him have dominance? We'll see Genesis 1:26 again. We'll see a man who knew who he was. Whew. Oh, my. Church, there wasn't at any time that Adam didn't know who he was. He knew he was a son of God. And God, what I love about God, when you really are converted, God will put that spirit to show. Look what he did. After he said, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And then the Bible says he blessed him. Hallelujah. He blessed it. Hallelujah. God was satisfied with sharing his spirit, his image, and his likeness with man, church. Hallelujah. Oh, my. That's why we, let me leave that alone. Hallelujah. I was finna say, that's why we don't get so involved in a lot of the holiday stuff, because it doesn't reflect what the spirit of Christ. Hallelujah. You take Easter. Hallelujah. Now, I love Easter for one reason. The resurrection. Hallelujah. But when it comes to the natural reason, I like to put on a nice suit. That don't have nothing to do with God. That's just stuff that we've created to live down here. But the whole message is the spirit of the resurrection. And how much attention does the spirit of the resurrection get versus chocolate bunnies and Easter hats? Things that had nothing to do with the spirit of the resurrection. We've made it all about this body. Hallelujah. Listen, when we see that man that God created, he was inferior to anything else on the earth at that time. Hallelujah. Even the devil knew better than to approach him because of his spirit. You ever thought about that? Go back and read the scriptures. Hallelujah. Now, I stand to be corrected, but go back and read the scriptures. It don't say the serpent talked to Adam. Why? Because he knew who was in Adam. Hallelujah. We know that the prophet of God said Eve was a byproduct. Hallelujah. But Adam, hallelujah, he came from the breath of God. Hallelujah. The image and likeness. Everything about him was God. And you think, hallelujah, Satan going to approach Adam? No. He saw the same one in Genesis, hallelujah, was the same one that kicked him out of heaven. The same spirit that was in heaven was the same spirit on earth. Right there in the book of Genesis, church, is not another spirit. When God came down to man, the same thing he was in heaven, he put it into Adam. And in heaven, he had dominion over Lucifer. And on earth, he had that same dominion. Why? Because the spirit he put inside of him. Hallelujah. Whew. Oh, my. And you can always tell when somebody got something in their spirit. You can be in church singing songs and having a good time. You just enjoying Jesus. They be sitting there looking like. What does an angry spirit do? It makes you project something outwardly. Hallelujah. So a Holy Spirit, amen, should project something from the inside out. Hallelujah. But church, you notice this spirit that God gave Adam, hallelujah, it was so superior. And God was so confident that it was his own spirit, hallelujah, he took parts of the creation and brought it to Adam. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Why? Because he was confident that Adam would only say what he would say. So he brings all creation. He brings all the animals, everything to Adam. He says, hey, you name it. Hallelujah. And I don't believe God was over his shoulder saying, no, that's a lion. That's a tiger. God stood back and watched his spirit work. Amen. Hallelujah. Watch it work in what? Somebody that was his image and his likeness. Amen. Somebody that was created to be God on earth. God stood back. Hallelujah. And he said, hallelujah. It wasn't, hallelujah. This wasn't some big revelations of Mark 11, 23. It started in Genesis. Hallelujah. Whatsoever you say started with Adam.
Amen.
We've always had spoken word authority. We've just been operating too much of flesh and not of spirit. Spoken word authority told Adam, he said, hey, I'm going to bring everything to you and you name it. Holy. Adam looked at a buzzard and called it a buzzard. He could tell by his nature. He looked at a hyena, hallelujah, and knew in battle it would... What it does, it seems like a sound of laughter. Adam knew everything about creation. Where did that come from? That was in his makeup. And then God, oh my church, I'm feeling the Holy Spirit. And then God comes and he says, when you get the Holy Ghost, it'll show you all things. Hallelujah. And it'll reveal things to come. Hallelujah. Where did that start? In Adam. So, Brother Dix, what are you saying? I want us all to go back and look at Adam. Hallelujah. Go back and look at Adam, and that's how God created you to be. You say, oh, wow, yeah, Adam, look. Adam, his life was so prestigious and so much of what God really wanted man to be. When Jesus, hallelujah, came upon the earth and he was manifesting, what do they call him? The second Adam. God. Oh, my. And what was he going to do? He was going to restore everything that the first Adam lost. Oh, my. He was going to show us, hallelujah, that you can walk in a body of flesh, hallelujah, after the fall and still have dominance. Amen. He was going to show you, hallelujah, you can walk in a body of flesh and you don't have to fall into sin. You can be tempted and not fall into sin. Hallelujah. He was going to show us in that body with the right spirit, you have power over sickness. Hallelujah. He was going to show us that the right spirit in a body of flesh will have power over devils. Amen. That's what Jesus showed us when he stepped on the scene, being called the second Adam. Oh, whoa. You, Brother Deeds, really? Is that kind of spirit in me? Yes. Amen. If you can believe it. I don't believe I have a different Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I know sometimes you say, Jesus, people be like, oh, come on, brother, now. He was the fullness. All right now, brother, you're not that. Whatever. Hallelujah. Just to make it a little, I hate to use this word, but make it a little bit more believable. Hallelujah. You think the Holy Spirit that God gave us is a different Holy Spirit than Brother Branham? A different Holy Spirit than Paul? Luke, James, John, whoever received the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. You think it's a different spirit, hallelujah. If it was a different spirit, there had to be a different heaven.
Right.
But we're all going to fellowship in the same place. Why? Because it's one God.
Amen.
One body, hallelujah. Amen. One church, one mind, one baptism. Woo! Hallelujah. One inside man.
Amen.
And you see how dominant this man was. Before he gave up his rights. Notice, Adam, so much like Christ, the devil didn't take his life. Adam gave it away. Hallelujah. Satan didn't trick him. Satan didn't come and say, Adam, you're going to be a god. Adam already knew he was a god. Sitting in the Garden of Eden, the prophet of God say he talked to the streams of water and tell it to flow a different direction and the water would obey. He talked to the tree and tell the tree to bring forth and the trees would obey. He talked to all the animals and the animals would obey. Hallelujah. What does that sound like? That sounds like a God on earth.
Amen.
My whole point tonight, church, hallelujah, is that we may see, hallelujah, that's how we were created. And restoration is supposed to bring all of us back to that. Hallelujah. We ain't gonna let the devil just let that one just slide back, slide by here with a couple nods. We are supposed to be the replicas of Genesis 1:26. Hallelujah. God's creation, knowing who they are, not by flesh, but by spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Bible says, hallelujah, that the two will be so close that it'll deceive the very elect. Why can't you be deceived? Because Adam wasn't deceived. Oh, Jesus wasn't deceived. Hallelujah. That true spirit of God, it'll never believe a lie.
Amen.
Are you with me? I wonder right now if I was to close my Bible and everything, you say, man, I heard from God. My spirit has been generated.
Hey, my spirit's been generated. Those things you've been praying about, you should be able to walk right to it and say, in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Hallelujah. Right. Me knowing who I am. Y'all know when I talk to demons, hallelujah, give you a little insight. When I talk to demons face to face, hallelujah, I look at them demons and I say to you as a son of God. Come on, amen. Hallelujah. I'm not just calling on the name of Jesus. Jesus is in me. Hallelujah. Jesus in you. And once you know who you are, the enemy will know who you are. Hallelujah. Look, church, it had nothing to do with the body. When Jesus came to the shores of where the maniac was, when Jesus came to those shores, he was used to tormenting everybody. But this time he ran out there and he saw something different. It wasn't a different body. It was another spirit. Woo! There was something going on in the inside man. The Bible says he ran out there with a legion of demons in him. And what did those demons do? They fell down and worshiped. Amen. Why? Because dominion was behind that flesh. Hallelujah. It was a body of flesh. And I love how the prophet says it. Jesus was, and this is where we can relate. Hallelujah. He said Jesus was 100% man. But he also was 100% God. Right, amen. Hallelujah. I say it for you. Amen, Brother Diggs. Hallelujah. Think about that. Hallelujah. We can believe the part that we're 100% man. Hallelujah. But your flesh has nothing to do with you believing that there's 100% God inside of you. Hallelujah. See, we look at the manifestations of the flesh, and you say, well, I'm just a man, I'm just a little. No, I beg your pardon. Hallelujah. We got representation in heaven. If I got representation in heaven, that must mean what? That I am a what? God. Amen. Amen. Whoa! Oh, my. What is he preaching? The message of the hour. Amen. Hallelujah. A Baptist can't believe like this. They're satisfied with being called a Baptist. A Methodist is satisfied with the title of a Methodist. The only title I want is Son of God. Amen. Amen. If I'm a son of God, that must mean my father is a God. Amen. Woo! Everything that came from Adam was God's. Oh, my church. Church, and as we look and we see, you know, ask yourself, how much attention do I give my inside man? Hallelujah. Very simple. Sometimes I challenge you in this holiday season. Before you, jingle bell, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg. Before you have a good time, hallelujah. Before you have a good time with the cookies and the lights and all that stuff, hallelujah, why don't you just sit down for a second and quiet your spirit. Quiet everything around you. Just maybe wake up a little early in the morning before everybody else, before he comes down the chimney. I don't know about you, but in my neighborhood, a man came down my chimney, he's going to be in some trouble. When we was kids, he would get beat. He would be on that radio. Go, oh, we in the wrong neighborhood. Get out of here. Oh, my. That's about how much sense it makes for some of the fables and tales that we are comfortable, hallelujah, relying on in this flesh. When there are things like, hallelujah, God being 100% man. The Bible says, after he came off a fast, he was hungry. Hallelujah. God got hungry. But you know, even the enemy, hallelujah, knew that he was God. He said, if you God, turn the stone into bread. Jesus said, I ain't clowning for you. But when the time came for him to do it, he did it. Amen. Hallelujah. When there was a need that the people may see that he was more than just a man, he fed 5,000. Not just himself. Hallelujah. See, the gift of God, the Spirit of God, is not just for you. It's for those around you. Hallelujah. Can you imagine 5,000 people looking at this little frail man and he says, give me what you got. Hallelujah. Then he took it and he blessed it. He said, I thank thee, Lord. And then he started breaking bread. Hallelujah. Breaking bread and breaking fish. Hallelujah. And by the time he was finished, 5,000 were fed and they were at least 12 baskets left over. Hallelujah. That was more than just a man. You can't do that in your flesh. Hallelujah. Who's that magician? When we was coming up, it was Copperfield. Oh, y'all been trying to hang all spirits on me again. David Copperfield making jets disappear and all these things. That's illusion. But what God did was for real. Hallelujah. It wasn't, hallelujah. What Copperfield did was the psyche of the mind. What God does, he says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ. The same mind that created the worlds is in the believer. Hallelujah. Woo! Copperfield in a underwater in chains. And he got to get out the chains. Man, that's a bunch of nonsense. Hallelujah. The devil's always trying to mimic what God does. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul and Silas in jail. Hallelujah. Locked up. Hallelujah. All they started to do was worship. Hallelujah. All they started to do was give God praise. Hallelujah. And the Bible says the jail started to shake. What was it? They were connecting with the right spirit. Why don't you shake your jailhouse tonight? Hallelujah. See, you think about a church, if we come, you might can't give it to me tonight because I'm preaching it. But you think about Sunday. You come up in here and y'all start to worship and everybody under the same channel. There's not different spirits in the room, but there's one spirit. You notice when the prophet would have prayer lines, he said, everybody be still. Don't move. Don't do this. He said, I'm trying to contact what? The spirit. Hallelujah. He said, why? Because Jesus did that. Woman at the well, he started talking to her. What was he doing? He was giving the word that was already inside of her. She already had representation. All he had to do was speak the word. And the more he talked to her, the more revelation came out. I thought she was a prostitute. No, she was a daughter of God. Amen. All she had to do was connect with God in what? Her spirit. And once her spirit connected with God, she ran down and said, come see a man who told me all things. Whew. It had nothing to do with her body. She tried to give her body the first remedy. Hey, you black, I'm white. We can't fellowship. Jesus said, nah, this is a different kind of fellowship right here. Amen. Hallelujah. This is something of the spirit that goes way beyond flesh and what the eyes can see. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! What if right now God will allow you to see who's really preaching to you? I guarantee you wouldn't be doing it. Think about it. If you really, really saw God, I don't know about you, but I'd lose my mind. Hallelujah. Y'all say, what's wrong, Brother Jesus? I say, I see him. You know, I'm not trying to make nobody like me, but think about it. When we really come in God's presence and see him, and we connect spirit to spirit, you think you're going to remain an introvert? I'm taking my jacket off because I'm about to close. Hallelujah. But think about it. If some things of this body we'll allow to hinder the move of the spirit in our lives. Because something some scientist said. Hallelujah. And I'm compelled to do another study because I heard a brother preaching and he was talking about Einstein. And he said, the greatest thing on Einstein, what Einstein, he created what? The electricity, was he electricity man? I can't remember. But what was it? Electricity? Okay, whatever. Hallelujah. But he was digging in that laboratory, right? And Einstein, and one of the greatest scientists upon the earth, right? Yeah. One of the greatest scientists ever. You know what was really on his heart? And you can look this up. Einstein, what he really wanted was to know how God created the world. Woo! In all his theories, in all his studies, and all his things, and him tapping into laboratories and seeing light and not being able to harness it, and dealing with thunder and lightning and all these things, and his conclusion was, there is a God. That's why the prophet would come and say, and you see scientists, hallelujah, connecting in the laboratories of God. He say, look up. Look up, hallelujah. Church, the same spirit. Before I get out of here, listen, what does the same spirit look like? Remember in Acts, the 4th chapter, there was a man that was blind. He came to the disciples. The disciples gave him his sight. They didn't know nothing else. That's all they could do. Woo! Hallelujah. They couldn't take him down to the homeless shelter. No, they that wasn't the life they experienced. They couldn't take him to the prayer group. Hallelujah. They was like, what we got, we're going to give to you. Hallelujah. What I got in my spirit, silver and gold I ain't got. But what I got in my spirit, I'm going to give to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know what? They healed the man and everybody seen it. Hallelujah. And then those who couldn't believe that the spirit of Christ was still on the earth, they saw those guys and they're like, now, we know that it's a noted miracle. We can't come against it. What can we do? Hallelujah. We know that they ignorant and unlearned. Wow. This noted miracle had nothing to do with their minds. It was a connection with God. Amen. Them knowing that they are sons of God. Amen. Silver and gold I ain't got, but what I got, I give to you. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you your healing. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what the Bible says. Whosoever sins you remit, they'll be remitted. Amen. Whosoever you retain, they'll be retained. God put that power where? In you. Amen. Where did it come from? Genesis 1. Dominion, subdue, multiply. These are the things God told Adam. But then here go the disciples operating and they say, oh my God, I thought we killed Jesus. We see him living. Hallelujah. Your spirit, credit. We saw the same thing out there. Now we may not have seen it personally, but we know people who've seen it, hallelujah. They said Brother Branham's ministry was so much like Christ, that's why some people fell into worshiping him. Now, we know that's wrong, but wouldn't you want to be a replica of God? Wouldn't you want to live so close to him that people would know that it's Christ in you? That's the way it always was. John was so much like Christ, they came to John and said, are you the Messiah? What is it, church? Spirit to spirit. If God is really in you, I should see God in your life. Amen. If God is in your church, we should see God in your church. Amen. God is in your house, we should see God in your house. Amen. I'm not talking about for show. I'm talking about it just comes out of you. Amen. They say they perceived these men were ignorant and unlearned. They knew it was Jesus. And they thought, oh, we just crucified him. But I love how the prophet said this. Now, this is where we all come in. We know that. We're reading that, right? We agree with that, right? That it was the spirit of the Lord and the disciples, right? It was the spirit of the Lord and Brother Bremer, the spirit of the Lord and Peter, James, John, all of it. It was the spirit of the Lord, right? Well, let me give you something where you come into play. Hallelujah. The prophet of God said, God takes his man, but he leaves his spirit. That same Genesis 1:26 is in this church tonight. Amen. See, I don't know about you, but when I hear stuff like this, I go down the road in my car. I know who I am. I sing songs about dominion and power. I am a God, hallelujah. I'm created to be like Adam, hallelujah. Amen. I'm created to be like God himself. See, it's not another spirit. It's the same spirit. Listen. He says, now, if God created man in his own image and in his own likeness, what kind of man did he create? A spirit man. So the first thing God wanted to do was reflect himself where? In our spirit. Then he, Genesis 2:7, he created a body for the earth. But the spirit was for him. Now ask yourself, which one are you giving God more of? The earth or the spirit? Listen. He says, see, the spirit of God, oh my, I just love this. Hallelujah. Listen, don't get nervous, I'm about to close. Listen, he says, see, the spirit of God has to be represented in something. I say, Lord, have your way. Here am I, God. He says the spirit of God has to be represented in something. He said, if you don't praise me, what'll happen? The rocks will cry. What a shame if the rocks got to praise him because we won't do it. I'm just giving you Bible scripture. Hallelujah. Listen, he said it has to be represented in something. It was represented in the pillar of fire. Amen. That was God's presence. That was God's spirit in the pillar of fire. He said it was on some water one time. He said and the people would step into it and be healed and so forth. It has to be represented in something. And it was represented as a dove one time coming down. Then it was represented in Jesus Christ. And he promised that it will be represented in the believer. Hallelujah. Throughout all the world until he comes. Can we agree that it was in the pillar of fire? Can we agree that the Bible says he troubled the waters? It was the spirit. Hallelujah. Can we agree that the spirit came down like a dove on Jesus? Can we agree about that? And if we can agree with all that, we should be able to agree that he said it would be in the believer till he comes back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory to God. Oh my. Church, before I close, or should I say I'm about to? Hallelujah. Let's go to John chapter 17. See what's happening in the service, we're connecting spirit to spirit. John chapter 17. Let's start at verse 20. Let musicians come. Come, musicians. I'm close. I'm going to close right here. John chapter 17. So before I read it, let's recap. God created man. Somebody say me. God created me in his image, in his likeness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then he comes and he says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ. So everything about me is supposed to reflect what? Him. Hallelujah. My body, my flesh is not supposed to have dominion. The spirit in you is supposed to be greater. Greater than heartache, greater than cancer, greater than diabetes, greater than hypertension, greater than anxiety. Hallelujah. The right spirit will conquer all of that. Amen. Why? Because we saw it in Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. John 17, verse 20. He says, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also, which shall believe on me through their world, through their word, that they all may be what? One, as thou, Father, art in me. Now Jesus said, I want them to be one just like me and the Father are one. See, he never separated the spirits. one. And then he says, are in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. It all comes down to one God, one church, one people, one spirit living in one people. Amen. Say, Brother Dix, your church is in Columbia, one God. Amen. The same Holy Ghost in Columbia is the same Holy Ghost in Hickory. Same Holy Ghost in Canada is the same Holy Ghost in the U.S. Amen. Or wherever you want to say hallelujah. Church, I was in Canada about 2 months ago. Let me finish reading the scripture. I'm going to start at verse 21 again. He said, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. So when we truly see the Holy Ghost moving on the earth, what do we see? Christ. Christ in his people. And in a true ministry of this end time, they're always reflecting or bringing the people to who? Christ. And as much people may talk about Brother Branham and make mistakes and all this stuff, I don't care. It don't bother me. All I can say is, as I followed his ministry, he never tried to bring me to himself. It was all about Christ. Hallelujah. I don't care if he told a story three different times. That don't bother me. Hallelujah. He told, well, he said it different over here. He said it different over there. I don't know. He told the truth. Bunch of nonsense. Hallelujah. See, when you've been converted, things like that don't bother you. Hallelujah. You know why it don't bother me? Because if I take away from that, I have to take away from the four Gospels. Because all of them were there to see one event and all of them totally different. That's right. Hallelujah. Mark, totally different from Matthew. Matthew, totally different from Luke. John, totally different from Mark. But it was the same event. Amen. Hallelujah. What we have to do is get our spirits right. And what I would love to say to people who've left the message, the question I have for them is, you leaving, has it made you a better person in your spirit? Has it brought you closer to Christ? See, that's what it is for me, church. I know what I was before I came into this. I knew what I hungered and desired and wanted to be. It was all about my flesh. But when I came into this truth, what happened? Hallelujah. There was a quickening. What was the quickening? He said, that spirit, hallelujah, that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you. It'll also what? Quicken your mortal body. That means, hallelujah, that I can live for God before I get a body change. Your mortal body. Hallelujah. But he wants us to be one. Hallelujah. Church, when the Spirit of God moves, if we can catch what the Spirit is saying, that's what the Bible says. Watch, catch what the Spirit is saying. Not what Brother Diggs is saying. What is the Spirit saying to you tonight? Hallelujah. If you can catch what the Spirit is saying, God can, hallelujah, he can come alive in your life right now. I was in Canada and I was preaching at an outreach. And this wasn't necessarily like a gathering of message believers, but this particular pastor, the way he does things, he goes in the neighborhood and say, hey, I'm having a meeting. Everybody welcome. I love it. Say, everybody welcome. You come however you are. Just come. Come on, come. So you had different people come, a lot of people, and they did a concert. They sang, they worshiped with everybody. And then I preach Saturday and Sunday. I can't remember what service, which service it was, but church, the Holy Spirit started moving. And in the service right here, I told my testimony extensively about God healing me from cancer. I told every drop of it. It's probably been a long time since you guys heard it, like you hear bits and pieces. But I told every drop of it. And then after I told it, there were some people connecting in the spirit. Hallelujah. They came up to the altar. They wanted prayer for different things. And I said, no, we're not doing that tonight. Y'all know I'm a little different. You turned out a prayer line? Yes, I did. I said, no, we're not having a prayer line tonight. I want everybody that wants prayer to come up here and get in a circle. So everybody, they form a circle. Hallelujah. And I said, what we're going to do right now in this moment, you're going to talk to God yourself. Hallelujah. Because, hallelujah, it's the spirit within you that's crying out for his spirit. That has nothing to do with me. Now, most preachers ain't going to do that. Hallelujah. But it ain't about us getting glory. It's about God getting glory. Hallelujah. And I'm not afraid, hallelujah, to bypass my glory so that somebody can connect with God, hallelujah, for the rest of their lives. And you know what? I said, hey, in this moment, I want all of us to hold hands. And I want you to pray to God what you want him to do in this moment. Hallelujah. And different ones started praying. Everybody started praying. And we were just having a prayer meeting in the front. We was having a meeting in a meeting. Hallelujah. Everybody just praying and asking God. Now, Brother D's going around laying hands. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, I'll do it. More than ready to do it. Hallelujah. I get joy when I see demons come out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, church, we're praying. Hallelujah. Service is over. Seemed like it's just a good service. A brother, the pastor, he sends me a testimony. It's a young girl named Judith. Judith was diagnosed with ADHD at the age of 5. And if she didn't take her medicine, she'd be jumping around and doing all kind of stuff in school, just, you know, whatever they say you're supposed to do when you got ADHD. Notice I say whatever they say. Hallelujah. But you know, Judith in that prayer line, she asked God to heal her from ADHD. Judith was a teenager now, hallelujah. And she'd been taking that medicine since she was 5 years old. And in that prayer line, she said, Lord, if you can heal Brother D, ow! What was it? It was the same spirit in a teenager. Amen. She said, if you can heal Brother D, you can heal me. And she went home, grabbed her medicine, told her mom and her daddy, I'm not taking this no more, and threw it in the trash. Now, this is the question. Will your spirit allow you to believe with somebody that's believing? Or will your flesh get in the way? Because you know what we do as a parent, we're like, oh, honey, you know you can't do that. Let's just, you know, God has given us a mind to do things right, and let's just see what happens. Judah said, trash! Honey, threw it in the trash. Mom and daddy say, okay, he's God. We're going to believe with you. But they still had a little bit of doubt. So Judith went to school. They're waiting for the phone call. Expectation of defeat. How many of us pray and really don't believe? You hadn't connected in your spirit yet. Your body still got dominion. Church, in our spirit, we control everything. Genesis 1:26. And Judith was exercising her God-given right. She goes to school. Mom and dad are waiting on the phone call. I think they called down there and asked, was everything all right? Because they ain't heard nothing. Hallelujah. And they know how things happen when she don't take her medicine. So she didn't take her medicine. They ain't hearing nothing. They on the edge. This and that. I think they called the school and said, no, Judith's fine. Judith, fine. There's nothing wrong with Judith. It's just, everything is good. I think they say she must be taking her medicine. Oh, my. They didn't know what had happened. Judith had connected. She connected with what? The inside man. That was created to have dominion. And from that day to this day, last I've heard, no more ADHD. Who says you can't pay attention? It's a bunch of nonsense. I don't know about y'all, But when I was coming up, we didn't have these kind of diagnoses. How many of you born in the 70s went to school with somebody who got ADHD? They might have rode the slow bus, but and that don't mean nothing, because I had friends who would do it just so they wouldn't have to do their work. So I ain't really believe that, you know. Let me go on. Who are we and what did God create us to be? He created us, and don't think hard of me, I'm just making a point. I do believe that people have real issues, but I do believe that there's a God that can take care of those issues.
Amen.
Whether it be ADHD, 1963, whatever you want to call it. We have a God that has given us a spirit, hallelujah, that doesn't fear.
Amen.
He hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. That's what we're supposed to be operating in. So ask yourself, just over the holidays when you know, because some of us get more time off because of the holiday, different stuff. Why don't you just spend some time just to sit down and meditate on God in your spirit? I guarantee you he'll come near. I guarantee you he'll give you a refreshing if you just spend a little time with him. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, Father, we love you and we thank you for your word. Lord, we pray with something said to help your people. Lord God, and by no means, Lord, are we lifting ourselves up or anyone else for that matter. But Lord, you created us in your image and your likeness. And for us to be in your image and likeness, it has to be the same spirit of God. And Lord, we want that spirit to have control over us, to have dominion, to reign, Lord, in every part of our being. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, we praise you and we thank you. God bless you, church.
His likeness and image to perfect in me, the love of God shown to preaching, the song came, and I was like, well, if you don't know, I'll teach you. Well, if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, oh, dwell in you, if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, that raised Christ from the dead.
On the inside, working toward the outside. It's Jesus on the inside, working toward the outside, making a difference in my life. It's Jesus on the inside, working toward the outside, making a difference in my life. It's Jesus on the inside, working toward the outside, making a difference in my life. It's Jesus on the inside, working toward the outside, making a difference in my life. Sing it again. It's Jesus on the inside, working toward the outside, making a difference in my life. It's on the inside, working for the outside, making a difference in my life. One more time. It's Jesus on the inside, working toward the outside, it's making a difference in my life. It's Jesus on the inside, working toward the outside, making a difference. You are dismissed. Well, it's Jesus on the inside, working toward the outside, making a difference in my life. It's Jesus on the inside, working toward the outside, making a difference in my life. It's the Word on the inside, working toward the outside, it's making a difference in my life. It's the Word on the inside, working toward the outside, making a difference in my life.